The time is 2330 UTC on July 12th, 2006, and this is Audio We Can Use News Briefs. Israel. Israel has launched an incursion into southern Lebanon, claiming this is a search for two Israeli soldiers. The soldiers were taken Wednesday by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militia, during an incursion into Israel. United Nations. China and Russia have today put forward a jointly crafted resolution regarding sanctions against North Korea. The document was released to counter a Japanese alternative, which was written in response to last week's Taepodong 2 missile tests. Iraq. A group allegedly linked to Al-Qaeda, Mujahideen Shura Council in Iraq, posted a web video Tuesday which purported to show two US soldiers' mutilated bodies and claimed the soldiers were killed to avenge the rape and murder of 14-year-old Abir Qasim Hamza. Russia. A G8 summit has been planned to take place from 15th to 17th July in St. Petersburg, Russia. Several sources have reported that a systematic police crackdown on people participating in alternative meetings, a libertarian forum and the Russian Social Forum, and critical of the official meeting, has begun almost a week prior to the summit. Estimates range from dozens to one or two hundreds arrests or detainments. United Kingdom. Police have arrested Lord Levy, chief fundraiser to the Labour Party and close associate of Tony Blair. Lord Levy was arrested by the Specialist Crime Directorate of London's Metropolitan Police as part of an ongoing investigation into the Cash for Peerages row, which has troubled the Labour government since the start of the year. United Kingdom. The British government has given permission for new nuclear power stations to be built in the United Kingdom. This decision follows months of public debate and controversy over the proposal. Scotland. A controversial defamation court case is continuing today in Edinburgh after hearing fresh allegations against one of Scotland's most influential politicians. Tommy Sheridan, a member of the Scottish Parliament and convener of the Scottish Socialist Party, is pressing ahead with the case despite claims of orgies and other sexual acts by tabloid newspaper The News of the World. New Zealand. Tonight, July 12th, the New Zealand police have arrested a man for murdering Tony Stanlake. The murderer, 21-year-old, will be in Wellington's district court tomorrow morning. Computers. Microsoft launched its free online classified listing site, Windows Live Expo, today in the United States market, announcing that it is no longer a public pre-release beta version, but, quote, a fully-fledged Windows Live service. The corporation is readying a UK version too. Sports, football or soccer. Zinedine Zidane has apologized on French TV for his actions on the World Cup final Wednesday. Zidane had headbutted Italian player Marco Materazzi and was sent off as a result. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wikinews News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.